Time once again for our Rural Intelligence Report here on Robinhood Radio with Mark Williams from ruralintelligence.com, your one stop for things going on in and around the area that are things coming up. That's things that have gone by where you can see the full stories. And, of course, lots of pictures and anecdotes to go with them. And a chronological calendar of coming events, which is also very easy to navigate as you look for things to do around our area. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Morning, Marshall. Great to be back. And the summer is on full tilt at the moment, so lots to talk about today.
I guess so. And we're going to kick off with three incredible shows, The Music Man, Company, and Spamalot. Now, what do they all have in common, Mark?
Well, it's funny you should say that because we just haven't been talking about many musicals this summer. And traditionally, there always are a lot in our area. And so this week, I thought I'd talk about a slew of old classics. And there's a new classic in there. And then there's an updated classic in there, which is causing quite a lot of controversy. And some people might love it. Some people might hate it. But let's start off, actually. It's on at the moment, and it's now through to August the 20th down in Sharon. So the backyard of Robin Hood Radio. The Sharon Playhouse has put on The Music Man. Now, it's worth noting that this is the 60th anniversary of the Sharon Playhouse, and The Music Man is 60 years old as well. And many people love this absolutely delightful original musical that has been on for many years. Well, the new director at Sharon Playhouse, Morgan Green, has updated it. And it's, by the way, it's the story of about a lovable con man who warms his way into the heart of a small town in America. And as the director says, this may be the show that has never been more relevant than it is nowadays. I think he's referring to our president. But they've updated it, so some people who go along expecting to see the traditional Music Man will be surprised. Some people who haven't seen the Music Man before will also be intrigued by it to see how it's been updated. But another absolutely classic musical is Company, and that is playing now through September the 2nd up in Pittsfield at the Barrington Stage Company on their main stage. And over the last few years, I guess, Barrington Stage Company has really built up a reputation for putting on some impressive musicals and setting them beautifully. And this is another one. It was, as you know, Company was the winner of 7 Tony Awards. And it's a classic Stephen Sondheim musical. It's all about relationships. And we see how over a series of dinner parties and dates and conversations with his friends, the single guy, Bobby, attempts to understand the pros and cons of marriage and the meaning of the word commitment, I guess, is the bottom line of it. So the original show launched many great careers in musical theater, and I have a funny feeling that we'll see some of those people around still to this day who are really very, very wildly popular on Broadway. And then the dog is really getting excited about one other play that's on at the moment, or one other musical that's on at the moment in Chatham at the Mack Hayden Theater, and it's on until August the 20th. It's Spamalot. Well, as you know, this is a new classic. It's based on the film of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's really outrageous as a musical. Yes, you get to follow King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table whilst they encounter things like killer rabbits and beautiful showgirls, all on their quest to find the Holy Grail. It's hilarious, it will be popular, and it's on until August the 20th. So in all of those cases, you're going to have to go and check out the websites to find the times and choose your seats in advance. And it should be a hilarious event all the way through the region one way and another.
All right, Mark, now we're not going to let you go here. We're gonna double team you again August 14th and 15th. Let's visit Great Barrington.
Yeah, this is an event going on at the Mahay. We've got two events, one which is relevant from the point of view, I guess, of fans of musical theatre, because on Monday, August the 14th at the Mahay, there's an evening with Sutton Foster, and we've been sort of talking all about people who've won Tony Awards, and Sutton has won two Tony Awards in the last few years in musicals, and she's really known for her sort of high-spirited charisma. She has a very expressive voice. And on Monday, the 14th, she will be making her debut at the Mahawi stage. But then the next night, and this is something I know that you'll enjoy because of our age, I think, to St. Marshall, it's the Mahawi is hosting the Beach Boys. And I guess there's not much more you can say about it. They are going to be performing their hit, so I Get Around, Help Me Rhonda, California Girls, Good Vibrations. Also, they are going to be doing the classics. And that's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, August the 15th. And if you are a fan of the Beach Boys, this will be something for you as well.
From Great Barrington on the 16th, let's head to Pine Plains, the Hudson Company.
Yeah, I spotted this, and we mention from time to time when we chat about big sales in the area that would be of interest to our readers and listeners. And I saw this, and I think it will be very, very interesting. Earlier this year, we wrote a story about an amazing company in Pine Plains called the Hudson Company. It's built a tremendous reputation for finding old wooden boards and then restoring and milling them for reuse in houses, but also in museums and hotels and shops. And recently, by the way, they've moved into finding and making new wooden flooring as well. Now, it's a top-end store, as you would expect. They are quite expensive, but by the way, not everyone can afford them. But I noticed that they are having an inventory clearance sale on some of their selected flooring and some of the paneling and beams, which only starts at $1 a foot. So there are some tremendous bargains to be had. And if you're looking at doing work in your house or your apartment, this may well be a tremendous opportunity to find absolutely top quality wooden boarding at a very, very reasonable price. Now, to give you some background to it, why don't you check out our story on the Hudson Company in Rural Intelligence? By the way, they've got a very, very impressive young owner who's built the business up as well, so you learn a bit about him as well. So very interesting. So that actually starts on August the 16th. That's Wednesday, August the 16th, and it runs through Saturday, August the 19th. It's in the middle of, it's not really in the middle of downtown Pine Plains. You have to find it, but if you're looking for boards for your house, this is a real opportunity, one way or another.
On August 17th through the 20th at Lenox, Berkshire Arts and Culture Festival.
Yeah, Eastover Resort in Lenox is the home for the Berkshire Arts and Cultural Festival. And just to put it in context, it's a sequel to the 4th of July Berkshire's Art Festival, which has been going on for the last 16 years. It's a juried show. They're going to have at least 100 artists in ceramics, painting, jewelry, wooden sculpture, wood and sculpture, fashion, photography. They are going to, as always, they're going to have lots of music there. There'll be workshops and demonstrations. There'll be a big selection of food, all sorts of kids' activities. So you can go there and shop if you want, or you can wander around and see if anything takes your fancy. And it's on that on the Thursday, it's in the evening from 5 till 9. But then on Friday and Saturday, it's 10 till 6. And on Sunday, it's 10 till 4:30. But definitely worth it. It's at the Eastover Resort in Lenox, and it's the Berkshire's Art and Culture Festival.
Oh, my, on August 18th, we head to Ghent.
Yeah. Well, a couple of times this week, I've included events which are what I would say relaxed. I mean, you know, we talk about so many events where you have to participate, where you have to go for a walk, where you have to go for, get sorted, really get going, and they're exhausting. Well, there are a couple of events this week I've included because they're just relaxing. You go, you have a drink, enjoy the sunset, maybe chat with other people. And Oh My is having their Friday sunset cocktails on Friday, August the 18th. So you get to sit on the patio, enjoy the sunset over the Sculpture Park, and you get to have a drink and some conversation. And they'll be serving wine and beer and sangria. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. That's Friday, August the 18th.
Let us move on now. And this is a fun event, August 19th in Great Barrington. It's the Berkshire Bike and Fly.
Yes. Well, I said it was relaxing at Oh My on the Friday night. You might need to do that ahead of Saturday, August the 19th, because, as you say, the Berkshire Bike and Fly is not so relaxing. It actually, it's great fun, but it's not relaxing. So this is a combination whereby the Great Barrington Rotary Club and the Great Barrington Airport get together, and they get together once a year for a great summer event. And the proceeds benefit a whole series of Rotary charities, including elderly services, the International Youth Exchange, all sorts of scholarships, just to name a few. So, and the idea is actually to bring in cyclists as well. So if you're a cyclist, by the way, you don't have to be a cyclist. We'll come back to that in a minute. But if you're a cyclist and you want to start your day with a really good bike ride, then you can have a choice. You can sign up and you have a choice of going 20 miles, 35 miles or 52 miles all throughout the hills of the Berkshires. And then when you finish your bike ride, which is back at the Great Barrington Airport, you'll be cheered in and welcome to some amazing events, because the airport has arranged for an airplane, for a biplane, for a helicopter, all to give rides to people. There are going to be balloon rides. There are going to be paragliding and parachute demonstrations. They've got a flight simulator. There's going to be masses of food. There are going to be all sorts of vendors. There's going to be live music. They're even saying there's going to be a dunk tank for local celebrities. So I think the local celebrities should avoid going there if they can. The highlight of the afternoon is going to be actually also a bike demonstration with the world record holder, Jeff Lewinsky. So that should be very interesting as well. So it's going to be a full day of events. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning if you want to get there with your bicycle, but it goes on till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you are intending to bike, you do have to pre-sign up. So go to their website, and you'll get all the information on their website. That's Saturday, August the 19th, and it's really a full day of events.
And you can stay right around the same area on the 19th in Sheffield, Massachusetts, at Bartholomew's Cobble.
Yep. If you don't feel up to going up to the whole to taking a bike out and whatever it is, or afterwards, if you get back, this is much more relaxing. In Bartholomew's Cobble, there's a chance to listen to bluegrass music and enjoy a picnic and the views from the top of Helbert's Hill. So it starts at 4:30 in the afternoon with hay rides going up. And the great thing is that you can load up your picnic stuff and your chairs onto the hay ride, and they'll take it up to the top of the hill for you. At the top, there's a cash bar. There'll be extra picnic blankets as well. You can relax, enjoy the sunset. A couple of things to be aware of. First of all, if it rains, then the whole event will be cancelled because it's in the middle of nowhere. Also, just be aware, not quite as relaxing as I suggested, because after the show is finished, there's going to be a 15-minute walk back down to the car park. So you're going to get some exercise one way or another, but I think it will be a relaxing and delightful evening if the weather turns out to be good.
All right, we will now move on to Hillsdale, New York, on the 19th. Books, and books.
Yeah, this is, I saw this and I was really encouraged, because it's always good to welcome a new business to the Robin Hood Rural Intelligence region. And Hillsdale is all the fashion at the moment. And so it's no surprise that a new tea and coffee house is opening up there. And it's called the Cassana Tea House. It's going to be on Route 23. It's just opening any day now. And one of the first events they've organized is on Saturday, August the 19th. And as you say, what they're doing is they've invited a whole series of award-winning writers, Patricia Bosworth, David Nasso, Danita Smith, Victor Navasky, all to come and read and discuss their books as well. So that starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, runs through 7 o'clock, and it's an opportunity to welcome and test out a new tea house in Hillsdale, as I say, on Saturday, August the 19th. So check that out. You can link through to their Facebook page from Rural Intelligence.
In Tanglewood, in Lenox, August 19th, this sounds like a fun night, John Williams Film Night.
Well, yeah, it's one of my favorite events at Tanglewood. John Williams's film scores are just absolutely fabulous. He gets together with the Boston Pops. And this year, he's also getting together with Andreas Nelsons, and they are going to be conducting a series of what I call classic cinema scores by not only John Williams, who I think you know all of his songs, but I mean his scores, but they include, this year he's going to be including some of his Harry Potter and E.T. scores, but then they are also going to be some other classics from the cinema, some by Eric Kongold, Bernard Herrmann, Alex North. It all starts at 8 o'clock at Tanglewood, and I can tell you, if the weather is good, that my wife and I and our nieces will be on the lawn and really enjoying Tanglewood at its finest. It really is fun, and they show excerpts from some of these musicals on the big screens as well, so you get to see them all in context. So that's Saturday, August the 19th at Tanglewood.
August the 20th, Poughkeepsie, Jazz in the Valley.
Yeah, Wearers Park is the home for this big event. It's a sort of big celebration of jazz every year. And the nice thing is you've got some of the jazz greats going to be attending this on August the 20th. That's the Sunday, August the 20th. And then there are going to be some new emerging artists as well. So you've got Feo Massalis, you've got Cyrus Chestnut, you've got Jarvin Jackson, then Christopher Dean Sullivan, Jeff Siegel, Neil Clark, all sorts of others. It's a big afternoon all at Wearers Park. It starts at 12 o'clock and runs through the evening as well. So again, you'll have to check out the website for all of the acts and all the shows to find out a good time to go. That's Sunday, August the 20th, starting at 12 o'clock. And if you're a jazz fan, then you'll love it.
Now coming up at the Colonial Theater in Canaan, Connecticut, North Canaan, Connecticut, not Pittsfield, the Colonial Theater in Canaan, Connecticut on August 20th, the Boondocks Film Society.
Yes, I saw this and it sounds really great fun. So the Boondocks Film Society is going to be presenting a screening of Joseph von Sternberg's film The Docks of New York, which was filmed in 1928. And they're going to have a live accompaniment and they're going to include Prohibition era cocktails. And I saw this and I was very intrigued because I'd never heard of the Boondocks Film Society. Went onto their website and they say what they're trying to do is organize one-of-a-kind events in the most interesting venues in Litchfield Hills, Hudson Valley, and the Berkshires. And they want to mix critically acclaimed films with drinks, food, art, and music. And that sounds just up the Rural Intelligence and Robin Hood streets one way and another. So the Boondocks Film Society did more research, and the Boondocks Film Society is a collection of sort of what they say is imaginative but easily bored people who want to change up the idea of going to the cinema. So they've found these fantastic locations throughout Northwest Connecticut, the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and then they go in and they have a big film event. And they're talking about, as they say, fully fledged events, not just a night out at the movie. So sounds like a great fun set of people. Sounds like it's an opportunity to support someone who's doing something slightly different from the average. Check out the information on via our website, for them. It's, as I say, it's the Boondocks Film Society, if you're also looking for it online. And as you said, it's in Canaan, New York, at the Colonial Theater on Sunday, August the 20th. And it starts, by the way, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So check it all out.
We will then move on to Jacob's Pillow on August the 20th.
Well, I couldn't resist putting this in because we talked all about those classic musicals earlier this year. And where do the new artists who are going to be going into musical theatre coming from? Well, Jacob's Pillow is helping train them. So they're having on the Sunday evening, August the 20th, what they call a jazz happening. And this is an opportunity to join the dancers who are attending the School of Jacob's Pillow Musical Theatre Dance Program. And they all put on a live show with a jazz band and special guests who come up from Broadway. And it's all in a performance directed by the by Broadway's Chet Walker, who's directed a lot of shows on Broadway as well. So it's at 5 o'clock in the evening on Sunday, August the 20th. All the information is on the Jacob's Pillow website, so check that out. If you are a fan of musicals, this would be good fun as well.
And I guess we can wrap things up with David Sedaris, a friend of just about everybody in the Berkshires.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have to say very much about it. We talked about Tanglewood on Saturday night. Well, on Sunday evening, August the 20th, at Tanglewood, they are continuing the popular artist series, and they're presenting an evening with David Sedaris, and he's going to be celebrating the release of his latest book, which is obviously very humorous, and it's also heartfelt. It's called Theft by Finding. And he will be lovely to listen to. He always is. It's really a joy to listen to his sort of lovely, quirky sense of humor. So that's at 8 o'clock on Sunday, August the 20th, up at Tanglewood.
All this and much, much more. Ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely. I will look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.